Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a great good morning to you. Nice and chill this morning. The air is going to get up to 87 degrees. The wind's out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Great day to play a round of golf. A couple of tee times for you. Volcano has a 9:36. Makalei has a 9 o'clock. Poipu Bay, a 9:10. Kapolei, a 9 o'clock. Waikele, 11:45. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:36, 9:28. Glorious weather to get out and play on the windward side. Makaha, 10 o'clock. Kahili, 10:30. Wailea, and by the way, the gold course aerated, so they've got a special $55, 836, and 944, and the emerald course has a 1057. All right, we're going to start off the day. Mark Lampert Stokes is joining us, the director of public relations, LPGA. Andy Sulzer, a parent at Kaimuki High School. We've got the inaugural Kaimuki High School band fundraiser golf tournament. Rhonda Fun Lotte Championship Ko'olina Golf Club is with us. Katie Fuqua, she's the Aloha Section PGA Bill Strasbaugh Award winner. She's at Ko'olina. And we're going to start the party off with Robert Dameron, host and analyst, Golf Channel's Morning Drive. But first, we thank the people who make this show possible.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Robert Dameron, Golf Channel Morning Drive analyst. He's a former professional golfer. Are you ever a former professional golfer? He played on the PGA Tour. He moved when he was younger from Kentucky to Bay Hill, where he benefited from a little advice from none other than Arnold Palmer, three-time All-American, University of Central Florida golf team. Robert Dameron won the 2001 Verizon Byron Nelson Classic. And then there was a three-way tie, same tournament, but in 04, when Sergio Garcia won in a playoff. Best finished in a major, a tee for a 20th place at the 2003 U.S. Open. And I thoroughly enjoy his very candid, very down-to-earth advice that he has on Morning Drive. Welcome into the clubhouse, Robert.
Thank you very much. That's just about everything there. I got nothing else to say.
Well, let's talk a little bit first about, I've got so much to talk about. I mean, Patrick Reed talking with, Ledbetter about, well, what's going on with my game. Then we've got, I'm really curious about the caddy player interaction. When I started over 20 years ago doing this show, caddies were not talked about much. Now that we've got this we and I thing going on, you know, it was so refreshing to see. I did hear one of the players yesterday actually said, I did. I was like, oh, what happened to the we thing? And things that have been happening in the game, but I'd really like to start off with Valspar. The cut was one over par. Is that course that difficult?
Yes. If you don't drive it extremely straight, it will eat your lunch. I do think that it is strange that in this whole Florida swing, we're talking PGA National, Bay Hill, TPC Sawgrass, and now Innisbrook Copperhead, that TPC Sawgrass has far and away played the easiest of the Florida courses. We had some pretty firm conditions at Bay Hill, and actually at the other two, TPC Sawgrass was very soft. I was surprised to see that. And without the rough and without any real fire in the greens, it was kind of defenseless until the weather kicked up on the weekend. Strange to see.
Yeah, Pete Dykhorst playing easy. And that in and of itself is weird. So now we've also got this youngster, and I loved your advice yesterday, 17-year-old Akshay Bhatia on a sponsor exemption, plays in one of the most difficult courses on the PGA schedule. I think it's like ranked number three. Is that correct?
It's in that range. Yeah, okay. I'm not positive, but it's one of the hardest.
Okay, so this 17-year-old plays it. He doesn't make the cut. What were your thoughts about his first his performance?
Well, I thought his performance was fine. I mean, there's a lot of nerves there. And then he made a real charge yesterday after shooting three over the first day and to get himself inside the cut line and then faltered late, which, okay, he's 17. That's to be expected. I think he conducted himself really well and played admirably. But and I have no problem with him getting in a tournament here and there. I think that that's great. When a tournament, a sponsor, and the tournament director put a player like him in the field, if he ever becomes a superstar, they hope he remembers that. That's kind of the point of putting him in. But when he's talking of skipping college and turning pro at 18 or 17, it gives me a little bit of pause. It's a little scary, I think, just because all the talent in the world can't teach you to win. And you've got to really be – the best players I ever saw all dominated each level of their sport from, you know, junior golf to amateur college, mini tours, web.com even, what have you. And when you get that young, that good, but don't learn how to win, it can be tough. It's not like they're going to roll over out on the PGA Tour or even the web.com tour and let you win just because you're young and good.
You know, I got to ask you, okay, so let's say he turns pro when he's 18 because he doesn't want to think about all the kids that flamed out when they were – who was the most recent? I can't think of the young man's name. Ty Tryon, was that his name?
He got through Q school at 16 years old and was so good. I actually played a lot of golf with him, but nowhere near mature enough or ready to win or ready to do all the things that professional golf entail that aren't just getting on the golf course. I mean, from the travel to hotels to all that stuff, you know, managing your personal life while you're on the road 30-some weeks a year. He was nowhere near ready for that. And you mentioned it. They have more teams nowadays and more people to take care of. But I remember Ty. He had all the teams. He had tons of people following him around and taking care of every aspect. But just maturity wasn't there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole game. College golf, I think one of the reasons why the U.S. has such dominance, not as much as we used to, because so many of the international players are coming to the United States to play college ball.
Sure.
Right? And it's like a farm. You go to college to learn all the skills, the talking, the course management, all the things that go in when you're traveling on the road to go to different places, like when they come to Hawaii to play on the Big Island. They're learning all of that stuff in addition to managing their personal lives, managing their coursework. It's like they've got a lot to do, a lot to learn, and hone their game. To just jump
into growing up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's scary, but I mean, you can't stop a kid if he's got his mindset on it. That's the thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, and you know, I wish him the best regardless. I think it'd be really cool if he proved me wrong. But, you know, we've kind of seen that before. I even think of Michelle Wee, it's not that she's not had a good career. She's a major winner. She's won, you know, a handful of times, but she should be one of the all-time greats as good as she is. And she also jumped in too early, too young, probably, and trying to take on the men, trying to take on LPGA events and win those when she's 14, 15 years old. And instead of just drumming everyone else at her age and kind of getting used to winning and expecting to win, I think it was detriment for her career.
But we do have on the LPGA Lexi Thompson. We have Lydia Ko. We have young girls, 17, going into the LPGA. Of course, Mike Wan is very careful to make sure that he has conversations with them, sees how they're mature to them. Why is it girls just mature a little bit sooner than boys?
Well, I think it's just an individual difference. And I think, yes, they do mature sooner than boys. But, you know, even there are exceptions to every rule. I mean, just because Tiger Woods went through college and junior and all those things and he laid out a good blueprint for it doesn't mean that you can't do it. But I just think it's tougher. I think it toughens you. You grow up a little more if you just keep playing at your level. And, you know, I'm not saying stay in college forever, but wait till you're 20 or so until you come out and tackle these best players in the world. But because if you don't come out early at 18 years old and play well and really show your stuff, this game can start to knock you down quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the feeling of not being good enough, that starts wearing on you. You wonder what happened to that skill. I thought I could do this. You know, maybe I can't.
Right.
And that doubt just kills you.
Yeah. Right. Maybe I did the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I should have stayed and played college or whatever, but we'll see. And you know, he could certainly prove me wrong.
Who's caddying for him?
His name's Big E is who caddied for him this week. Eric, man, I can't remember his last name. All the old caddies have great nicknames. But he's a Toledo native and caddied forever. I mean, he was all out there the whole time I was out there. So at least he had a real experienced guy on his bag this week. Now, I don't know if that's going to be any kind of permanent deal or just a one-off. But, yeah, that's who he had on his bag this week. Eric Big E, we'll call him. I can't remember his last name.
It's okay. Big E sounds good to me.
And Big E.
As I talked about and mentioned a moment ago, when I started off, caddies were like, you know, over on the, they just carried the bag. What is it?
Sure.
Shut up, keep up, and whatever, you know?
Show up, shut up, keep up.
It certainly is not the case anymore. I mean, it's this team. These guys are conferring. These guys are arguing. It was interesting to see John Rahm last year. I think all of that really came to the forefront because of that particular argument. And then on Morning Drive, I saw like clips of different arguments happening between. It's a relationship that's so important to the player. How much did you, when you were a professional playing on the professional tours, how much did you rely on your caddy?
Not much. you know, the basics of caddy jobs were what I kind of expected, you know, all the numbers right, you know, kind of show up, shut up, and keep up is also part of it. But I didn't like having them, as part of watching my swing or with me every minute or discussing every detail of what I should do and shouldn't do on each and every shot. I thought that my first instinct was really the way to go. I kind of have a theory on why there's a lot more caddy conversations and why we call it team. And I think it stems with guys, the top players are paying their caddy so much that they almost have to justify that by saying they're a more important part of the team than they actually are, because something that I could never prove, but I guarantee you is right. If the PGA Tour went to pull carts and no caddies allowed, at the end of the year, the money list would look exactly the same.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the money list, the FedEx points, the winners and losers would look exactly the same. I think that these guys know how to play golf.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Why do they stand up in front of the press and say, we shot this?
Justifying paying their caddy $1 million.
Oh,
I think that's how you. I think that's just you've got to. You can't say, "Well, I did it all, and I'm giving this guy $1 million to carry my bag."
Uh huh. Got it.
When I could have, you know, Elk Toucan carry each week for $5,000 or whatever. So that's kind of my theory on that. But I'm a little more old school. I can't quite talk, you know, exactly how they came up, new school, and why they think it's that way. But,
yeah.
The whole team mentality has definitely taken over.
Yeah, it certainly has. And I find it irritating. At some point, take responsibility for your own game. You know, just,
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
Well, I'm glad. That I'm not the only one that sees it that way. Yeah, it was so nice to see Luke Donald, I think, Paul Casey. Paul Casey is the one who said, I did a good job. That was like, talk to me about what you did, not what we did. I didn't see a we standing up on the tee and shooting that shot. You know,
There was no we when Paul Casey was 13 years old on the driving range in England from sunup to sundown. You know, there was no we then. It was just him. It's an individual sport. And he was great before he ever hired his first caddy.
Yeah.
And the work that went into it, he was already great. And it's the same with all PGA Tour players. So I think you and I are on the same wavelength here on that. And you know, I don't want to deprive caddies of their living. I think that's fantastic, and they can do whatever they want. But I think that's the whole we mentality stems from the amount of money they're making, because the tour players are making such ridiculous amounts that the percentage has gone up such that, you know, everybody's getting rich.
Everybody's getting rich. It's Yeah. I'm watching. Now I'm going to switch to Patrick Reed, because I heard through Golf Channel and Morning Drive, and I'm talking with Robert Dameron, Golf Channel analyst on Morning Drive, that one of the one things that Patrick Reed does not want to give up is his green jacket at the Masters, because you get to have it for a year, then you got to turn it back in, right? He's loathing the day, that he's got to turn it in, and so he doesn't want to have to do that. But watching him, I thought, is he playing as though he's imagining this to be Augusta 13, and so he's playing shots, he's practicing for something that's not happening right now? I don't know. I watched the man shoot 77, 75, and then working with Robert Ledbetter and hearing you guys saying, or one of the people on Golf Channel saying, his mechanics are off. I'm thinking, that's Patrick Reed. His mechanics are off? Captain America.
Sure.
What are your thoughts?
No, I don't think, well, everyone's mechanics can go off at time to time. That's just the nature of golf. But it doesn't mean that he's lost and he can't ever get them back. Ledbetter does seem like a strange mix for a guy like Patrick Reed. I think he knows what he's doing. His action is sort of homemade and self-made anyway. I mean, he aims right. He kind of pull draws everything. He developed a way to cut the ball by, you know, the kind of whirly bird finish that I think it was Valspar last year where we first started seeing it. It was, and he played fantastic. I think if he is worried about Augusta too much right now, then that's obviously not a good thing, because he shot 77, 75. I think he's more panicking about Augusta because he shot 77, 75, and his game is not where it should be. I knew we were going to talk about Patrick Reed yesterday on the show, on Morning Drive, and I did some research looking for stats, like what stands out. And everything seemed about normal, par for the course, which over the last few years, except his scoring average, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the first day scoring average, he was somewhere in the range of fifth on tour, and then it went down to where the final round scoring average was 190-something on tour.
Wow.
So that to me, and, you know, each day went down. It went from fifth to 50th to 100th to almost 200, something like that. And that to me is just a mental thing. When you see somebody struggling that much on Sunday as opposed to playing that well on Thursday, if they're struggling overall, you'll struggle Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't matter. So I do think that was the only strange thing that stood out to me. So he's so good, and he can find it at the drop of a hat. I don't know if going to Ledbetter or a new coach is a form of panic. That's what kind of scares me. Is he panicking? Is he thinking, I'm so far off, I don't even know how to find it myself?
Yeah, and that is a scary place. That's alone in the woods and not knowing your way
out. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a couple of things I wanted to ask you, and I'm kind of running out of time because I'm having so much fun talking with Robert Dameron, Golf Channel, Morning Drive analyst. Do you think slow play on the PGA Tour is a problem?
100% it's a problem. And also 100% that we might as well learn to live with it, because nothing's ever going to be done about it. I think the last individual slow play penalty by the PGA Tour was 1995. So if you're not going to give penalties out, you're not going to solve it. So they don't want to give penalties out, not the rules officials per se, but the people above them that make the decisions. I don't know why. I think that they've probably got a pretty good rhythm as far as TV goes. We know that the field moves this fast, and we know that we can get the TV coverage to end at about this exact time, and they've got a good routine. That's the only reason I can think of why they don't want to enforce slow play rules. I think they just know about how fast it's going to take, and that fits in the TV coverage easily.
Yeah, you got a routine. I know what I got to do. I know how I can get out of here. This is how they play. This is what we're going to do. Makes sense to me.
I think that's it.
But
all
of you, all of us, we just can't copy their habits. And if the camera were on them the whole time, I think we'd be astounded at how slow they actually approach the tee, their shots, when they actually get ready. We're supposed to play ready golf out there so that we don't drive each other nuts on the course. They don't seem to care.
No, they don't seem to care. And I if you wanted to take some of the slower players on the tour, let's you know, we'll pick on J.B. Holmes for because he's kind of the more recent poster child. If you wanted to follow him with a stopwatch and apply the rule, you could have him disqualified by the fourth hole.
Wow.
Every time. And that, I think they should. I think that's the only way to learn a lesson with some of the players, Bryson, Spieth, Jason Day. If they wanted to follow the letter of the law and start, you know, timing them, each shot, you get your 40 or 50 seconds, whatever the shot, you know, dictates, and you start giving them warning, then I think it's warning, penalty, penalty, DQ. I mean, you start passing those out, and people will move.
Yeah, the reason I think it's important when, you know, I'm watching the PGA Tours, I think guys who are quicker are being handicapped by the guys who are slower, and the guys who are slower may slow themselves down even more to handicap the guy to drive him nuts who really wants his pace to be at a different level. And I find that gamesmanship is awful.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I'm also glad that I'm not playing anymore because it's there's nothing that's going to be done about it. Until they decide to give penalties, which obviously they're not. That's just wash our hands of it. And just we could talk about it, but I tell young players, if you don't like slow play, PGA Tour is not for you.
Excellent. Robert Dameron, Golf Channel Morning Drive analyst. I hope you'll join us again in the clubhouse because you're a lot of fun to talk with.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got a lot going on in Hawaii coming up with the Lotte Championship. It's being played at Ko'olina, where Katie Manlolo, we have lots to congratulate Katie about. She is Ko'olina head professional, the first female head professional at Ko'olina. She is the Aloha Section Bill Strasbaugh Award recipient. And we're going to come and talk with her right after we take this break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home.
Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Well, I was going to talk with Robert Dameron about Jason Gore being named Senior Director of the USGA Player Relations, because this appointment launches a comprehensive program aimed at sharing information, strengthening engagement with players in areas of importance to the USGA. These include initiatives to grow and advance the game, research critical to the game's health, and continuing to incorporate the player's perspective in its work to advance the sport. I think they want to, you know, find a way for players on the PGA Tour, on the LPGA, to be able to express their displeasure with whether it be the rules or the setup of a golf tournament to someone other than the media, so that, let's say, Jason Gore can then go back and say, you know, this is the problem they're having. I just don't want to see it become something where, you know, the players dictate the setup of the course. That makes absolutely no sense at all. Where's the challenge in that if you let them dictate how a course is going to be set up? I think the USGA has gone way too far in U.S. Opens at times, the way the setup is, the way, you know, to ridiculous points. But the players still shouldn't have that much of a word, and they shouldn't be that intimidated by what the players are saying. Katie Fuqua, PGA, you know, now she is Katie Manlolo, okay? Hi, Katie. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Katie, congratulations on getting married. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely. You have time for, I mean, Katie Manlolo is head professional, the first female head professional at Ko'olina Golf Club. And she's the recipient of the Bill Strasbaugh Award from the Aloha Section PGA. She came to Hawaii, was assistant coach at the University of Hawaii golf team. She travels with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association as assistant captain to many different events. And it kind of all goes in line with your award. When you were told you were getting this award, the Bill Strasbaugh Award, what were your first thoughts?
Oh, I was just elated. Out of all of the awards that I could receive, that would be the one that I wanted. So, I mean, I was just ecstatic and just very honored.
And tell us, you know, I could read what it says this award is for, but tell us what it means to you. Why was it so important?
I think the reason why I like the Bill Strasbaugh Award so much and just so honored to receive it is because it is for mentoring fellow PGA professionals, but it's also about my integrity and character. And it also is about, like what you mentioned, working with the HSGGA and volunteering with different events around the island and in different golf events around the island. So just being recognized for those things, it's such an honor.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you do so much when you're working with the kids. You can work with PGAs, but when you're working with young people, you really see them absorb. It's like you can feel them taking that information in and analyzing it and just in making it a part of their own world.
Yeah, and golf is such a great sport to teach kids, and you get to actually see them change not only in the game of golf, but also in life as well, when they're taking the different things like patience that you learn in the golf game and then applying it to other life activities, like in their school or with their families. It's amazing to watch them. So that's why, even when I was coaching, like, that's the reason why I wanted to coach, just because I love being able to see people grow and advance. And it's such a pleasure to watch people do that.
Yeah. Well, you were a varsity player at 14, where you were playing?
I started golf when I was 14, late in life, especially when I see all these other little juniors running around at ages 4, 5, and 7, you know.
They start competing
very late in life.
Yeah, very late in life. You're a late bloomer. But what were the challenges for you when you were 14 and taking up golf and some of the things that you found irked you about it or that you enjoyed about it?
Well, I mean, I played other sports too. I played soccer and I played basketball, and I love those too. You know, I'm very competitive and I'm a competitive person, but something about golf, it was an individual sport. And so if I played poorly, it was all on me. And I knew what I needed to work on the next day, and that something about that motivated me to be able to know what I needed to work on individually and then be able to advance myself. So
taking sole responsibility for something that you've created, it's a good feeling. And at the same time, it can be hard, though, when you see a player that's not being able to push through something that's bothering them on the course. How do you help?
Oh, it is so difficult. I think, honestly, that's where patience comes in. A lot of times, even for me, like when I was younger, I remember that, you know, golf is a frustrating game, especially when you're young and you're learning it. I mean, especially when you're older and you're learning it too, you know. But when you're young and you're learning it and it's frustrating, and I think just being able to give that person grace and patience and space and, you know, continue to encourage them and tell them that they can do it, that always helped me. So, I mean, that's kind of what I usually push forward with the juniors is don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself some time, you know, and it's good to fail. It's not a bad thing to fail. Definitely teach the kids that failure is not a bad thing, because that's when I know you just had a rules person right before this. That's when they start to try to, you know, cheat and do all these other things because they have so much pressure put on them. But just teach them that failing is not a bad thing. And being able to call yourself on certain things, too, is a great thing, too. And that shows that they have integrity as well. So it teaches them all those good characteristics. So.
That's wonderful. What would you tell parents? And when you're watching parents interact with their junior golfers?
Oh, yeah, parents. So I've seen different types of parents. I've seen the parents that are kind of, you know, too lax. And then I've seen parents that are a little too hard on their kids too. But I would just tell the parents, support your kid. Support them and what they need at that time. And some of the best golfers that I've seen and junior golfers that I've seen, the parents have just been there to support them in what they need. They haven't been there to, like, push them and force them to do things. They've just been a supporting party. So I would just that's the advice that I would give to parents.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So coaching is your passion, but you're the head professional. As a teacher, do you find yourself coaching too?
Yes. Oh, yeah. All the time. I think that it's important. I think that, like I said before, golf, when you first start playing it, like, it can be really exhilarating. You have a really good shot and you think you're going to be Tiger Woods, you know? and then they find out later on in life, like, or later on down the road with the game, is that it's really frustrating. It's all those little tiny things, you know, like missing a 2-foot putt, all those different things that they have to go through. And I think what I find myself telling most beginner golfers is, hey, be patient with yourself, you know, and just give yourself time to grow. This game is such a joy, and find those little moments of joy that you have in every day that you play and hang on to those, and don't hang on to the things that you did wrong. You know, it takes time. It does take time, and practice too. Practice.
Yeah. Oh, you mean it just doesn't come like that? I gotta stick with it, huh?
Exactly. We get a lot of there's some beginner, you know, and every time they come to practice and everything like that, that's one of the things that I encourage as well. But if they haven't practiced, I always tell them, you know, hey, did you practice this week? And they always say, no, I didn't practice this week. Then, okay, well, don't be hard on yourself, you know, because it takes time and it takes practice. So.
You're a real pleasure to talk with. This is Katie Manlolo. If you'd like to take a lesson, Katie is the head professional at Ko'olina Golf Club. Do you still have, do you have all the regulars taking up all your time, or do you have time?
Oh, sorry about that. What was that?
Do you still have time to take new students? Do you teach? Do you have a full schedule, or are you still taking?
I still take students. Yeah, definitely. Okay. I love to teach and I love to coach.
Yeah. We've got the Lotte Championship coming up. That's the 14th to the 20th at Ko'olina. The ladies' first clinic is happening. No charge. That's Monday, April 15th. Raffle prizes, 4:30 to 5:30. Tips and tricks with Lizette Salas and Angel Yen. That's going to be a lot of fun. What's it like for you during the LPGA Lotte Championship when it's coming through?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, being able to see these great players come and play your golf course, and they're the whole week, you know, they're just walking amongst you. It's a thrill. It's fantastic.
Yes. yes. I bet it is. Thank you. I look forward to you sitting at the table with me at the Lotte at Ko'olina when we're doing the show live. That'll be fun, Katie.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, Katie. This is Katie Manlolo, head professional, Ko'olina Golf Club. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We're going to talk with Rhonda Fun, Lotte Championship of Ko'olina. She's the tournament operations manager, and we need volunteers. We need marshals. We need parking people, parking, directing parking. We need standard bearers. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
At your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Have you looked at the items in your house or storage locker lately? Do you want to know if there's any real value to your family treasures or collections? Are you looking for a way to get money for your koa, art, gold, or fine furnishings? Call Hawaii's Consignment Center, located at 401 Cook Street. Shop, consign, and design. Call 589-1750 today. Hawaii's Consignment Center, 401 Cook Street.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. L-O-T-T-E.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yes, we're talking Lotte. Rhonda Fun is Tournament Operations Manager of the Lotte Championship at Ko'olina, and we are looking for volunteers. It's going to be so exciting, and volunteers get stuff. Welcome into the clubhouse, Rhonda.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So we need 100 marshals, we need 20 parking directors, and we need 20 standard bearers. That's what we're shooting for. All right. What does a marshal do?
So the marshals actually are all over the golf course, and they actually help us ensure fair play among all of the participants, all of the pros, and they also ensure safety of spectators. So they're all over, you know, at the tees and greens, landing areas, player crossovers, spectator crosswalks, and they really help us. They're very, very important and vital to our operation.
Absolutely. I mean, we couldn't do golf tournaments without marshals.
Exactly.
Yeah. Golf etiquette is something they need to know. When you say to ensure fair play, how much of the actual rules of golf do they need to know?
Oh, you know what? They don't need to know anything. We provide training before the tournament, and so they'll learn everything that they need to know at the training. So, you know, no experience is necessary. We just need the people out there. They'll get the training that they need.
Exactly. Okay, so they need to be able to have adequate vision, adequate hearing, be able to stand for a while,
yes,
to be able to walk around the course. So we need volunteers are needed from Tuesday, the 16th of April, through Saturday, the 20th of April, because the Lotte Championship, with the broadcast being in Korea or other countries, when everything ends on Sunday, their time, it's Saturday, our time. So it's worked out that way. So Lotte in Hawaii ends on Saturday. We need you Tuesday, the 16th of April through Saturday, the 20th of April. And you can email Jim Murphy at mmive5@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct. mmivc5@gmail.com. And anyone that's listening can actually go to our website at lotechampionship.com and select volunteers and get more information on that page.
We're just going to do that one. I've got all these email addresses. It's going to get too confusing. So just Lotte, say that again.
Lotechampionship.com.
There you go. Lotechampionship.com. That's where you go if you'd like to be a marshal, or maybe that's like a little bit too up close and too much responsibility, but you love to be there to help, because all of what Lotte does, of course, is attracts a lot of attention to Hawaii. It brings these fabulous LPGA players here and we get to watch them, but they also raise money for charity. And that charity, the charity funds stay right here in Hawaii. Can you speak
Absolutely.
To that? Can you speak to that a bit, Rhonda?
Absolutely. So, every tournament, we raise $50,000 for charity, and that goes to nonprofits throughout the entire state of Hawaii.
So that's just for the 4 days, $50,000 is raised, and you can help. So the parking volunteers, you kind of, you're just going to, like any place, you're going to wave them through and tell them where to park. Is that what we do?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You got it.
Okay, good. Check parking passes, make sure the players have their proper credentials, direct guests to appropriate parking lots. You may be, of course, outdoors, the elements. You'll be standing. And volunteers, again, April 14th through Saturday, April 20th. And you need to go to lotechampionship.com, because $50,000 goes a long way to help our local charities. Standard bearers. What is a standard bearer?
So they actually carry the standard. That's the sign that shows the players' names and the scores. And they carry that standard for the entire round. And the standard is about 5 to 6 pounds. So it can be physically demanding, but each standard bearer must walk all 18 holes. So, you know, if you're able to do that, we could definitely use your help.
Excellent. Now, golf knowledgeable, that would be helpful.
Always a plus, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what if I can only do half days?
That's not a problem. So the chairperson will actually work with your schedule. And so the standard bearer walks the 18 holes, and that generally is about a half a day. So that would work out really well.
Oh, good. So we can have full days and we can have half days. Now, for everybody who wants to know, what do I get? What do they get?
Okay. So we provide uniforms for all of our volunteers. It's a shirt and either a cap or a visor, whichever the volunteer prefers. We provide all meals and beverages while they're out there. They get a tournament badge, which is good for a week-long access. So say the days that they're not working or they're not, you know, volunteering on site, they can actually come out and enjoy the event. And they get parking good all week. We also have a volunteer mahalo party that's on the last day, so Saturday the 20th. And all volunteers are invited to participate in the party, and we give away prizes. And then every volunteer gets a special golf certificate from Ko'olina, and it's a discounted rate of $30 plus tax for a round at Ko'olina, which is pretty awesome.
That is. So all Lotte Championship volunteers, you can volunteer for at least 2 full days or 4 half-day shifts. And you'll get the uniform, that's the shirt and the cap or visor, meals, beverages during each shift. So you get a lot of water, don't worry. A volunteer tournament badge, that's good for the week-long access. So when you're not volunteering, you can just go and have fun watching. You get parking, so you'll be able to park. And then there's the volunteer tournament badge, right, as I said. The invitation to the volunteer mahalo party. Tell us about the party.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's on the last day, and everybody's ready to celebrate a successful tournament. And the champion actually comes over and just thanks all of the volunteers as well. And we have entertainment, good food, a lot of camaraderie, fellowship. It's fun.
It sounds like fun. This is Rhonda Fun. That's and of course she's tournament operations manager, the Lotte Championship at Ko'olina, and we need you. Go to lottechampionship.com, raising money for charities through the Lotte Championship. You being either a marshal or a parking person who helps get people through to the proper place, a standard bearer, if you can carry 5 to 6 pounds and walk the 18 holes, because that's a half day right there. You can't like do 9 and then have somebody else take over for you. So it has to be one standard bearer per player grouping for the entire 18 holes. And then you have fun at the party and you get the shirt and the hat. And as you said, Rhonda, fun and camaraderie. And that's always, that's fun. That's what the tournaments are all about. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
When is the last day to sign up? Is it today?
No. You know what? We'll take volunteers up through next week. So if everyone could sign up by next week, so 1 week from today, that would be ideal.
Perfect. So you've got a week. If you're not at your computer now, you got to remember, though, lottechampionship.com. Meet a bunch of people. Get out. Enjoy the outdoors. And Ko'olina is a wonderful course to walk. It's not difficult. It's not like the plantation course, okay? You're not going to be walking up and down. It's relatively flat, and so it's not that taxing, and you'll have a lot of fun. Thank you, Rhonda, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. See you there.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back. We've got something special for me in my world because my kid goes to Kaimuki High School. I'm a Kaimuki High School parent, and he's in the band. Intro to Band. And Intro to Band has opened up a world of music to him. He's learning how to read music. And learning to read music and just the sounds of music opens up the brain to learning in ways that really gets to you. Like if you listen to classical music, you're going, oh, I don't want to listen to classical music. If you listen to classical music while you're doing your homework, it actually enhances the brain's ability to absorb information. So this is a wonderful program, and the teacher who's done it, Mr. Evans, is a pretty amazing guy. We're going to talk with Andy Saltzer. He's a Kaimuki High School parent as well. He's also the tournament director of the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band Fundraiser Golf Tournament. He was the general manager at Moalua Golf Course, former manager, and that's where it's going to be held. We'll be talking with Andy right after we take this quick break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. L-O-T-T-E.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing.
When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Yes, Andy Seltzer, Kaimuki High School parent and the tournament director of the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band Fundraiser Golf Tournament. It's going to be at Moanalua Golf Course, where Andy was the general manager for a while. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi. Hi, Danielle. How are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. How are you? It's a beautiful day. Are you going to get out and play, or are you going to go to work?
Unfortunately, I have to go to work.
Yes. Don't we all? I mean, it's just one of those things. We all work in Hawaii, and when you're in the golf business, you tend not to play as much golf as most people think. Even if you play, like we were talking with Katie Manlolo over at Ko'olina, she probably doesn't play half as much as you'd think. She's constantly working at the golf course. When you were, Andy, when you were the general manager at the Moanalua Golf Course, did you play a lot?
Actually, it kind of fizzled out. When I was the assistant pro there, I played a lot.
Because you were playing with people doing playing lessons and what have you?
Yes. And when I started running the golf course, I started to, I would say, from 5 times a week to right around 1 time a week, and then it came to like maybe once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they say is if you're a good manager, your golf game starts to get worse.
Exactly. So, Andy Seltzer, you're a Kaimuki High School parent, and your child is in the band. Mr. Evans is amazing. He's brought back the marching band at Kaimuki High School. He has the concert band at Kaimuki High School, and he teaches the little guys who don't know anything about music an intro to band. That's the full gamut, and he does it all by himself. So as a parent, what do you do? How are you involved?
Well, basically, I show up to all of the meetings, and what I've been trying to do myself is figure out ways that we can help Mr. Evans come up with some donation money so that they can get the kids can get new instruments, they can take trips and just do things that normal bands kind of take for granted, because there's several bands out there that are well funded, but this particular band is not well funded. Poor Mr. Evans has to do everything and also has to figure out how to raise some money so that they can go to competitions and whatnot. And like I said, I'm just one of those parents that's out there trying to help out. And with this particular golf tournament, that's one of my first full-fledged efforts to go ahead and bring in some money for the kids.
Okay, this is going to be on April 5th at Moanalua, and that's like 5 minutes from downtown. And it's going to be on a Friday afternoon when a lot of people can, you know, hooky pout.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I mean, just get out, and it's from 3:45. That's the check-in, and it's a shotgun start at 3:30, and it's 9 holes. It's perfect. Are we playing 9 or 18?
It's 9 holes.
Perfect.
It's a 9-hole tournament. Real quick, when I was still working in Moanalua, we had a lot of these 9-hole tournaments. Very successful. People were very, very happy with the results. Sometimes 18 holes, and you know, some of the people indulge a little bit too much with the alcohol. You know, it becomes an endeavor. But for the 9 holes, it's over fairly quickly. People are back in the clubhouse and sitting comfortably, enjoying their cold beverages and talking story, and it's just a great time.
Yeah. So it starts. Check-in's 2:45, Friday, April 5th, Moanalua Golf Club. Hawaii's first golf course. Tell us a little bit about the history of Moanalua.
Well, Moanalua Golf Club is the first golf course that was ever created here in the Hawaiian Islands. It was founded in 1898.
Wow.
I mean, that's, so
who did that?
It's the only golf course that's been around since that generation. So it's a wonderful track of golf. You know, the history goes that Amelia Earhart actually landed her airplane on the third fairway on this particular course. Not too many people know that. And I like to call it Hawaii's royal and ancient golf course.
That's nice. I like that. Who created it in 1898? Who built it?
That was Donald McIntyre.
Donald McIntyre.
Yeah, Donald McIntyre was the architect.
From Scotland, by any chance?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
A good Scottish name. And how did he come to Hawaii? It's okay.
I haven't been explaining this story in a while, so I'm trying to dive back into my memories here.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all right. It's not necessary, but I think it's a fascinating story. The way a golf course is developed, it's like no one knew the history of Kahuku Golf Course. They couldn't figure out who built Kahuku Golf Course. So that's always been the question, you know, who built that? Basically, the guys who were working on the sugarcane, you know, the plantations over there, they built it. But here we have Scott, Donald McIntyre, come to Hawaii, 1898. We're not a state, you know, we're a territory. Amelia Earhart lands on a Moaloa Golf Club property in the middle. Was it always nine holes?
I'm sorry?
Was it always nine holes?
No, it wasn't. Originally, the layout was 18 holes. And in 1901, they shortened that down to nine holes because of the weather and the climate here. And before time, just to get out to the golf course, it was an all-day endeavor just to get there. So they actually would not have enough time to play 18 holes.
That's funny.
So they shortened that down to nine holes. And, so that's how that went. My memory is starting to get back to me. It was actually Samuel Damon that brought Donald McIntyre from Scotland to come and work on his gardens and also to work on the golf course.
Of course. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, the Damon Estate being right there, Red Hill, when you go through that, where that mountain is on the side, that's where the Damon Estate was, and the gardens and the golf course. That's all, it's where the golf course is. So if you go on Moaloa Freeway and you see the exit there, it's right before the Kaiser exit. It takes you to Moaloa Valley, and then you come off the Moaloa Freeway, and of course you slow down because you're now going into a residential community. And as you're driving along, it's right on the left side. So it's so easy to find. It's so easy to get to. If you're somebody from downtown and you want to associate yourself with golf, get into a golf club and be able to take your clients or friends and get out and play, it's a wonderful golf club to join. Moaloa Golf Club on Friday, April 5th, the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band Fundraiser Golf Tournament on April 5th, 2019. We're raising money for the Kaimuki High School Band. And I was at one of the meetings that Andy was talking about, and I heard Mr. Evans say he only charges $2 for the reeds, for instruments, because, of course, everybody should have their own reed. But it actually cost him $6. So, you know, he's paying for stuff that our kids are using. And this is a real, real need for our children to have. Music is so important. So this tournament includes nine holes of golf with cart, a goodie bag, refreshments, and the tournament banquet with heavy poo-poo to follow. And we've got place prizes and raffles galore. So what are we raffling?
So we got TVs. We have several donations that have been given from a lot of different parents and supporters of Kaimuki High School. We're actually asking if anybody wants to donate anything else as far as prizes goes, please contact me. Please contact Mr. Evans, and we can talk story and get those for the tournament. So We are still gathering the prizes for the tournament. So if anyone out there that's listening, you know, wants to support the cause, please give me a call.
It's wonderful. What can I give out your personal number?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's 808-636-6787. 808-636-6787. And this is the tournament director, Andy Seltzer. That's his number. And if you wanted to email him instead of calling, it's andyseltzer@hotmail.com. Stand by 1 minute, Andy. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So it's the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band fundraiser golf tournament, April 5th, 2019. Am I leaving anything out?
No, I think we touched bases on everything.
I think we've covered it. It's 9 holes with a cart, a goodie bag, refreshments, tournament banquet, heavy poo-poo. We'll have place prizes and raffles, and we'd love to hear from you if you have something to donate that we can then give away during the fundraiser golf tournament on April 5th, or if you'd like to be on the two-person team scramble. 10% of the total team handicap is used. It's $200 for the team, $100 for the single player, and a whole sponsorship is also available. So do get in touch with the tournament director, Andy Seltzer, to sign up. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you so much, Andy, for doing all the work that you're doing. I'm so glad you know how to put on a tournament.
You're very welcome, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Awesome. It's the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band Fundraiser Golf Tournament on April 5th, 2019, and that number again is 808-636-6787. We're going to go over to the Founders Cup right after we thank the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
At your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
You know, we were talking last week about a man who passed, a man who died. He was 90. His own self remembered is how the Golf Writers Association of America put out the release. He was the most effortless, most confident writer most of us have ever known or ever will. He was Texas-born and bred, irreverent, irreplaceable. He was fearless and honest, a writer who reinvented sports writing, showing us it wasn't just X's, O's, and scores. It was people, moments, perspective. It was finding ways to make us laugh. Dan Jenkins, perhaps the greatest sports writer of our time, passed away March 7th at the age of 90. Now, I didn't know how many accolades Dan Jenkins received until I read this release from the GWAA. A member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, winner of every award imaginable, including the Red Smith Award, the Penn ESPN Lifetime Achievement Award, the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement Award, the GWAA's William D. Richardson Award, the Memorial Tournament Journalism Award, the Lincoln Worden Award, and here it cuts. He was a member of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. He had the TCU Press Box named after him, as well as being honored by the University of Texas. They created the Dan Jenkins Medal of Excellence in Sports Writing. And according to Golf Digest, and they keep very good numbers, Jenkins covered an incredible 232 major golf championships, 68 Masters, 63 U.S. Opens, 45 British Opens, and 56 PGAs. That record probably will never be broken. And what was really amazing about Dan Jenkins is that when he would go, when he no longer traveled, he'd go, quote unquote, to the tournaments, and then he would sit and he would be on Twitter. And out of the blue, the most interesting comment would come that sort of just encapsulated the moment that you'd been watching on television, or just summed up the controversy, or made an opinion about something that was going on the golf course that either irked him or impressed him. And if you got a reply when you commented on his comment, it was like, oh, wow, Dan Jenkins actually noticed me. It was quite something. So let's go to the Founders Cup. Speaking of people who've made a difference in the world, Marilyn Smith, she is there. I just know it because she's always there. Marilyn Smith has a scholarship tournament. And when I was there, she was already in her 80s and she was in her golf cart. And in the heat of the Arizona sun, she was going to each foursome to take pictures with all of them in the middle of the day. And then she was at the banquet and she stayed through the whole. She never stops being a founder. Mark Lamport Stokes, Director of Public Relations, the LPGA Tour. Mark is a graduate of London School of Journalism. He went to British Telecom next, then the Thomson Reuters. He was the global golf editor at the time for many years. And now he's the Director of Public Relations for the LPGA. And they are at the Founders Cup. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Delighted to be on your show.
I'm glad to have you. I've been watching, and a couple of things. I just wanted to go talk about Na-Hwan Choi. She's back in action. She was gone for, was it 16 months?
11 months. She was out of action with that ongoing back injury.
Wow. And then she comes back and shoots a 65-71. How's she feeling?
She's feeling a lot better, obviously still taking things day by day, week by week. She knows she could aggravate that back, but as you say, coming from a long period of inactivity, the golf she's produced already this week at Wildfire Golf Club, very encouraging for her, and hopefully she can get back to being a permanent fixture on the LPGA Tour once again.
Yes.
Great player.
Great player indeed. Indeed. Another great player. Is this her first time back on tour after giving birth? Is it Stacey Lewis's first U.S. appearance? I can't remember.
It is indeed, yes. And she'll be playing next week at the Care Classic as well. And as you probably know, Danielle, it's very much a year of moms on tour with the LPGA Tour. We had seven mums giving birth last year, two more this year, and two pregnant mums. So our childcare center is becoming much more active these days at LPGA Tour events.
Yeah, and it's really cool how the sponsors have stepped up to provide more for the childcare centers. So Mayer is there, and who else? I think somebody else.
And Smuckers, who, of course, back our childcare center. And what's also nice on a related note is that the individual sponsors of many of these moms-to-be, Stacey Lewis and Brittany Lincecum, spring to mind, they have all agreed to continue giving full sponsorship to those girls, even though they've been on maternity leave or will be on maternity leave for many months at a time. So a great gesture by those companies supporting mums who happen to be LPGA Tour players as well.
It's wonderful. I was thinking to myself, my gosh, let's say somebody is like Jason Day. He's out because he's got a back injury. His sponsors wouldn't just stop sponsoring him because he's not playing. And here they are, the women are having children. You know, we're lucky to have had a mom who had us. And so she's having someone, you know, and bringing them into the world. And the question, it's such a bigger thing, you know, and for the sponsors to step up and say, of course, we're going to be there for her through the entire period. We're not going to walk away. That's to me, that's huge. And it should be de rigueur. You know, it should be just so. It's beautiful. Something else that I really like that Mike Wan, commissioner of the LPGA, has started, and I saw him on Morning Drive talking about the new initiative. And it at first you think, drive on. Okay, drive on, hashtag drive on. What does that mean? It's when I saw it, it all became very clear. The LPGA players talking about things that a lot of women deal with, but we don't talk about much. Can you tell us how drive on came about, Mark?
Well, the seeds of Drive On occurred middle of last year, approaching fall last year. And this is so much more than just about the LPGA, about women's golf, about girls. It extends across all sports and more widely to all industries. But Drive On, when boiled down to its essence, it's basically a visible commitment by the LPGA to diversity, to inclusion, to individuality and authenticity. And it's a brand repositioning which came about as a result of the LPGA sponsors, the LPGA players, members, and fans bringing us to this point. You know, for 70 years now, since the founders began the tour, we've been a leader in providing opportunities for girls and women to achieve their dreams, both on and off the golf course. And this really just makes it so much more firm and positive in the message that it sends out to the wider world.
And that message is that, you know, don't worry about what you look like. You don't worry about how you dress. Don't worry about being yourself. You know, that's what golf, in this case, on the LPGA, golf accepts all of you. Come on and play. That's what I got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we had a very powerful afternoon at Wildfire Golf Club earlier this week on Wednesday when the Drive On campaign was publicly launched. We had three people, all of them with wonderful backstories, up on the stage when the announcement was made. One of them was Nancy Lopez, a 48-time LPGA Tour winner. Marilyn Smith and Shirley Spork, both of them LPGA founders, were in the audience. We had someone who is a site director for Girls Golf in Miami, Stephanie Pereth, who is from England, was an amazing collegiate golfer, had her career set on qualifying for the LPGA Tour, but sadly a brain condition derailed those hopes. Three brain surgeries later, this girl, who is still in her 20s, is inspiring young girls in Miami to do whatever they want to do. And their mantra, Girls Golf, is little girls dream big.
That's beautiful. And so Drive On is kind of extending that message to all girls?
Absolutely. To all girls and all boys. You know, this is not just a gender thing. obviously the main thrust is within the LPGA and for all girls. What was lovely, Danielle, I was in Singapore when we did the filming for the Drive On campaign, and we had five of our players on a practice range where they were filmed, slow-mo action of their swings, real-time action of their swings, looking at them as they took steps onto the range, off the range to address the ball, but to hear their own backstories about what they've had to deal with as well. And so much of this is all about the past, the present, and the future. Our players of today know what those 13 visionary women did when they formed the LPGA Tour back in 1950, facing many obstacles at the time. So the Drive On message today is all about, for mothers, for daughters, for businesswomen, for philanthropists and community leaders. You can do whatever you choose to do, overcome those obstacles.
Absolutely. And it was interesting when I heard Mike Wan, Commissioner, talking on Morning Drive, saying that one of the sponsor partners had said, what are you selling? You know, what is the LPGA selling? Let's get down to brass tacks here. And Mike said he went into a spiel about how, you know, it's hospitality, it's bringing all the people in, it's making everyone feel good. And the partner, from what I gleaned from listening to Mike, said, wait a minute, you're not selling hospitality. You're selling women's empowerment, you know, women being strong and feeling empowered by that strength in numbers in many cases where the message is delivered that way. Did I get that right?
You certainly did. And this comes back to what I was saying earlier, when the seeds for this campaign came from sponsors as well as players as well as members. And sponsors have always identified that the LPGA is all about global. It's all about diversity. It's all about inclusion. And those are key messaging points that so many companies in the world today wish to thrive upon, really. So we're just becoming now so much more an automatic go-to for companies who wish to align with those same philosophies.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Something that goes right along with this theme is, this is who I am, Mel Reed, when she came out as gay in the article with Athlete Alley. It's like, this is who I am, and drive on. And everybody's, you know, we're all a part of the same community. There's nothing I need to hide. Being out and accepted for who you are, and letting all the people who are worried about those sorts of things. As she said in her article, you know, people kill themselves over this, and that shouldn't happen. You know, that people should be able to be ourselves and not be afraid. So I just really am in awe of what the LPGA is doing, what Mike Wan is directing people into, I guess he gives people a lot of encouragement to explore new avenues to take the women to their most empowered state. I'm not sure how to put it, but just to you know, take a hold of the reins and drive on. We're going to take a quick break. I want to talk with you, Mark Lamford Stokes, Director of Public Relations, about Aon, the holes that can earn you $1 million. And I'd like to talk to you about something that was made a big deal about. Jason Gore, named Senior Director of the USGA Player Relations. But from what I understand in the statement, you at the LPGA have had someone in that same role on the LPGA for several months. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you looked at the items in your house or storage locker lately? Do you want to know if there's any real value to your family treasures or collections? Are you looking for a way to get money for your koa, art, gold, or fine furnishings? Call Hawaii's Consignment Center, located at 401 Cook Street. Shop, consign, and design. Call 589-1750 today. Hawaii's Consignment Center, 401 Cook Street.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Mark Lamport Stokes, director of PGA, of the public relations for the LPGA Tour. Aon is a sponsor that's come up with a really unique way of keeping people on track and staying in the conversation over the period of the year. From what I understand, during a tournament, two holes are selected, and then at the end of the season, then the score is added up, and the person who's got the best score from the year wins $1 million. Is that how this works? This is Mark Lamport Stokes. He's the Director of Public Relations, LPGA Tour.
You've got it more or less right, Danielle. Just a couple of tweaks I will make to that.
Please.
But in essence, you've got it right. This campaign or challenge was announced last July. It's called the Aon Risk Reward Challenge. And what we love about it is it's equality. It's a new competition that runs on both the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, and it features the world's best players as they have to navigate risk across the season's most strategically challenging holes. The scoring system is the same on both tours. The overall winner on both tours at the end of the regular season gets a $1 million check. Fantastic reward for that player. So basically, at each event on each tour, there is one designated challenge hole, which could be a par 3, could be a par 4, could be a par 5. Your best two scores from that week will count. So this does allow players who miss the cut to be able to compete for that trophy as well. And it's the best score at the end of the season with regard to par that would win the $1 million check.
So you get two scores. So over at the end of the year, you can take out whichever you get to choose which score you're going to have included.
Yeah, your two best scores from that week will count, and the leaderboard is updated on a weekly basis. So at the end of this week's Founders Cup, we'll have our updated standings. The scores look something along the lines of whoever is leading at the moment might be on minus 1.5 with regard to par, and that leaderboard is updated as the season unfolds. What is interesting, Danielle, is that the PGA Tour, their challenge holes are a mixture only of par 4s and par 5s. Oh. We actually have a number of par 3s sprinkled in, which I think makes things very interesting.
Yeah, the par 3s are always the ones that get you. You know, I mean, I think Tiger had a par 3 moment not too long ago. Speaking of challenge and risks and all that stuff, I like this. I like this because $1 million is $1 million. And $1 million on the LPGA Tour, you know, we always talk about how the difference between what the PGA Tour gets and what the LPGA Tour gets, it's moving closer, but it's still so far apart. And to see that this company gave $1 million to both tours, they're playing for the same amount of money.
Absolutely. I mean, amazing concept. And it was Aon who came to the LPGA Tour and to the PGA Tour with this idea. So much as we would love to be able to take credit for this, and much as though the PGA Tour would love to take credit for this, this was an idea brought by Aon to both tours, and I'm delighted they did so.
Yeah. We have a couple of minutes, and as I said, Jason Gore was named the Senior Director for USGA Player Relations. But from what I understand, on the LPGA, the USGA has also assigned someone to be their player relations person. How is that working out?
Yeah, I think it was late last year, Liz Fradkin, who was previously the manager of the Curtis Cup team, and she was also a member of the U.S. Women's Amateur staff, she came on board as a member of player relations. She's been a fixture at several APGA Tour events, and with all the tweaks of the rules that we saw come into play at the start of this year, I think as much conversation as you can have between the ruling bodies and the players is obviously all a major plus. And having player relation, player liaison people help to bridge that gap can only be a good thing.
Yes, and I'm glad they should have had Jason assigned there much earlier, like they assigned Liz Fradkin to the LPGA. I think they were smart to do that. And I'm glad to see they finally found their right person to take over the helm on the other tour. A real pleasure meeting you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. Mark Lamport Stokes, Director of Public Relations, LPGA Tour. Pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure, Danielle. And as we said earlier this week in our campaign, drive on.
Drive on.
Drive on.
Aloha. We want to thank the people who make this show possible. Of course, Hawaii Consignment Center. I featured them on my Facebook page. If you're looking to downsize, let's say you've got a bunch of beautiful furniture and, you know, you'd like to find a good home for it. You want to find out what your family treasures are worth, maybe. Maybe you'd want to pass them on to your kids. Koa, art, gold, fine furnishings. Some of those fine furnishings are art. What are they worth? Well, you can either shop for these things. You can consign the things and name your price and design your home. They're at 401 Cook Street, 589-1750. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. And don't you want to be ready for whatever the weather is going to throw at us? It's going to be kind of nice today. It looks a little breezy at times, but easterly winds, a little rain, a little sun, some cloudy periods. It's going to be about 87 degrees, they say. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or, yeah, where sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home. The water's gone, the mud remains. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7, on-site, 90 minutes. That's 330-6212, Oahu Extraction. And Creative Plumbing, it doesn't matter how large or small the project is, whether those pipes have burst in your home or you want to completely renovate the building you're in and put in the new plumbing. It's been 40, 45 years. Get that plumbing stack done in your high-rise. Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen. They can turn your project into artwork. Specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, Roman stack walls, Aquapave on-site storage, just you name it, they've got it. So if you want to find out what you can do with your home, do get in touch with Futura Stone, only the best. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach. That's Claude Brousseau. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau, and you can find him at MauiSchoolOfGolf.com, MauiSchoolGolf.com. So I want to thank you for being with us, and if you can, please get in touch with Andy Seltzer. He is over at Kaimuki High School, and we'd like you to be a part of our band fundraiser. It is for all the kids in the band, And his number, again, is 636-6787. Okay? Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.